Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Although New Hampshire's first in the nation primary is still months away, the invisible primary is in full swing, and many votes have already been cast.
I'm here today to endorse my friend Hillary Clinton for president.
That is Jean Shaheen officially endorsing Hillary Clinton, one of several Democrats supporting Hillary. Just how important are these political endorsements, and who is leading the invisible primary? Well, Aaron Bykoff is meticulously tracking the endorsements for each candidate for the 538 blog, and he's got some ideas for us. Aaron Bykoff, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So first, let's lay down the ground rules. Not all endorsements are created equally. Tell us what your point system is.
Right. So our point system is that U.S. representatives count for 1 point, U.S. senators count for 5 points, and governors count for 10 points. This is based on a point system used in a book called The Party Decides, which is kind of the basis for a lot of the theory around the importance of endorsements.
So who's in the lead for endorsements?
Well, on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton is the very clear leader and has been for some time. We started looking at this at a year out from Iowa. At that point, she had about as many endorsement points as Bill Clinton had on the day of Iowa in 1992. So she was the clear leader going in. She has continued to build on that lead. Every few days, it seems, there's someone new endorsing her. Her next closest rival, Bernie Sanders, only has 2 endorsement points.
And how many has Hillary got at this point?
Hillary has 391.
So why would she have a clear lead, 391 yes. to 2? What about on the Republican side?
On the Republican side, things are much different. It's been a much slower buildup. When we started tracking this, Jeb Bush was in the lead. He continues to be in the lead, but it's a much closer race. He has 37 points. Next is Chris Christie with 25 points. Marco Rubio is at 13 points. There are a few other candidates in between them, but he has picked up 3 new endorsements in the past 2 weeks.
Yet those on the top of the polls, Donald Trump and Ben Carson, have yet to receive an endorsement publicly from any politician. Bernie Sanders has only 2, you mentioned. Do these endorsements actually influence voters?
Well, in the past, they have in a lot of cases. You know, voters tend to not pay attention, as close attention this early in the race, though, of course, in New Hampshire and Iowa, things are a bit different. But voters look to party officials to help them make their choice as to who to support. In the book I mentioned earlier, The Party Decides, the authors found that for each increase in the share of endorsements of 10 percentage points to a candidate, their share of delegates won in the primaries goes up about 8%. Hmm. So there is definitely a relationship. Now, it's not foolproof, like we mentioned, and there have been cases where the candidate who is supported earlier by more party officials does not end up getting the nomination.
What would be an example of that?
So in 2008, Hillary Clinton was the endorsement leader until about halfway through the primaries. And then once it became clear that Obama was on the verge of winning and had a clear path to winning the nomination, her endorsements leveled out. His increased just before he won the nomination. A lot of the people who had been sitting on the sidelines decided to endorse him. Mm-hmm. So in the end, the party leaders coalesced around him. It just took much longer.
I wonder if it's seen as much of a coup to get endorsements now, specifically when in a year in an election cycle, when being the anti-establishment candidate, you know, one that is not favored by Washington, is seen as a plus.
Right. That's a fair point. And I think on the Republican side, that is one of the reasons perhaps that things are going a little more slowly. But candidates are still very proud when they do get one of these endorsements. So in their eyes, it's important. We'll just have to see whether this cycle really is different.
How important is the timing of an endorsement? Better to get them early before the primaries?
Yeah, I think early is usually what the candidates would want and what would benefit them the most. I mean, at this point, for example, if Marco Rubio were to come out tomorrow with 10 new endorsements, that would be a pretty clear sign that at least part of the leadership of the party that whose nomination he's trying to win supports him. If they come out, you know, one at a time over the next 3 months, every few days, that's more of a trickle and less clear of a, like I said, less clear that the party is coalescing around him.
So there is clearly a benefit for the recipient of an endorsement. What's in it for the endorser?
Well, if their chosen candidate wins, they can say that they were in that person's camp early on. It may mean some preferable speaking role, or it may mean that the candidate then helps the endorser campaign later on. It could mean a few different things, but I think more than anything, it's just that endorser having a say in who ends up getting the nomination and being able to tell their constituents that they were on the side of the person who won.
Aaron Bykoff, thanks so much for giving us a peek into this invisible endorsement primary.
Sure. Thanks very much for having me.
Aaron Bykoff, he's a computational journalist for Nate Silver's 538 blog, and he's been keeping track of political endorsements of each of the presidential candidates. And of course, because it is the 538 blog, great graphs, great things to look at, and you can find a link at wordofmouthradio.org.